Today we celebrate the ascension of Jesus Christ into the glory of heaven. Often Christians focus very heavily on the death and resurrection of our Lord, which are absolutely important, but the ascension is a key part of the Paschal mystery as well. And the ascension is one that's often not focused on very heavily in the prayer and in the thoughts of Christians. And so that's what I want to look at today and focus on today. And I want to begin by differentiating between the resurrection and why that's important versus the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. In the resurrection, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He conquered death. And for those who are incorporated into Jesus Christ through baptism and those who are in a state of grace, they will rise from the dead as well and have a share in his resurrection. But what happens after that? You know, after the resurrection, did Jesus Christ just stay on earth for the rest of time? You know, is that our destiny to live here in a fallen world forever? And no, that of course is not the end of the mission of Jesus Christ, which is why after the resurrection, after he rose from the dead, he then ascended into the glory of heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And in doing so, he opened the gates of heaven to us as well. And so the ascension marks the entry of Jesus Christ into the glory of heaven. And so in the resurrection, our Lord conquers death, but in the ascension, he enters into the glory of heaven. And so for us who are incorporated into Christ, our hope is to rise with him, but also to follow him into the glory of heaven. There's two great mysteries surrounding the ascension that I want to draw our attention to today, and perhaps these are things that we can spend some time meditating on. And the first mystery I want to focus on related to the ascension is Jesus Christ taking his human body, his glorified body, and with it our humanity into heaven. Because God is pure spirit. The angels are pure spirit. There's no physical element to the angels. There's no physical element to our Father in heaven. But when Christ entered into heaven, he took our humanity, our human nature, with him. Which means that our human nature has a place in the glory of heaven. And so on the last day, our bodies will be transformed and glorified and prepared for eternal life. And we, body and soul, are created to radiate and reflect the glory of God. Not just our souls, but body and soul. Because Christ entered into the glory of heaven with his human glorified body. The sacraments nourish us body and soul. They mix the physical world and the spiritual world. For example, baptism. We're washed with water and we receive sanctifying grace. There's a physical element and a spiritual element. In the Eucharist, we receive the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, but also his body and blood. It's not just that he's spiritually present in the Eucharist, but he's physically present. It's actually the flesh of Christ, which we take into our physical bodies, and we're nourished body and soul. We're called to glorify God in our thoughts, certainly, but also in our actions and in what we do with our bodies. We kneel to adore Jesus Christ when we're participating in the celebration of the Mass, or people often kneel to receive the Eucharist. They're bowing down physically in humility before their Lord. When we speak, speaking words of prayer, words that glorify God, we should use our tongue to glorify and to honor God. Our eyes, we should gaze upon the Eucharist with love and avoid disordered attractions. You know, we shouldn't put things that are not proper before our eyes, because our bodies and souls are meant for the glory of heaven. And so we should consecrate ourselves, body and soul, to the service of, and glory and honor of our God. And so we shouldn't, you know, separate what is going on spiritually with the physical reality of our bodies, because ultimately we are meant body and soul to enter into the glory of heaven. And heaven is not just a spiritual reality, but also there's a place in heaven for our human nature. The second element that I want to throw out for our meditation today is that the ascension is given to us to help to elevate our hopes and our desires beyond the things of this world. It's easy to get very focused on worldly attractions, which are at best fleeting. They come and they go. They pass quickly. But at worst, they can be dangerous to us if they distract us from our true destiny and interfere with our growth and holiness. If we think about expensive homes or fancy vacations or nice cars or having money in the bank or spending time playing sports or video games, you know, our hopes should go beyond all of these things. Our hope should be focused first and foremost, above anything else, on our true heavenly homeland, where Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us for all eternity. What is going on in the glory of heaven? What should we be focused on? What is our hope? The Catechism, paragraph 662, says that Jesus, as high priest of the good things to come, is the center and the principal actor of the liturgy that honors the Father in heaven. So what's going on in the glory of heaven? Well, Jesus Christ is our high priest, and he is leading the liturgy and enabling us, out of the mercy of God, to behold the glory and majesty of our heavenly Father, a God who loved us so much that he sent his only Son in order to save us, the God that sustains us in existence and allows us to behold his glory for all eternity. In the heavenly liturgy, we unite with the angels and the saints in the worship and adoration of our God. That is the principal action of heaven. And so that is our destiny. And when we enter into the Mass and the worship and adoration of God here on earth, that prepares us for eternal life. It trains us and it forms us in what it means to worship God. And ultimately, our goal should be that each one of us learn to take delight in the worship and adoration of God. If we don't love and enjoy being at Mass, then we need to go deeper. We need to have a clearer vision of who God is and, you know, the mercy and the majesty of God. And when we do that, as we grow deeper in our relationship with our Lord, it should draw us into the Mass, which is meant to draw us to the glory of heaven. And so on this feast day of the Ascension, I encourage each one of us to spend some time meditating upon these great mysteries. It will be time well spent to meditate upon the entrance of Jesus Christ with our human nature into the glory of heaven, that we are called to enter into heaven. Ultimately, that's our destiny, body and soul, that our bodies and our souls should be consecrated to our Lord. And the way that we handle our bodies should reflect the honor that we're giving to God, just as what we do in our thoughts and with our souls. And the second thing we can meditate upon is that we have a hope in eternal life that is meant to draw our sights beyond the limits of this world, beyond the worldly attractions and the good things and certainly the sin of this world, and to set our heart and our soul on eternal life. As Christians, we ultimately have nothing to fear in death because our hope is in eternal life. And so we pray that we might not ever experience the second death, but that our hope may draw us into the ascension of Jesus Christ, and that we may one day follow where Jesus Christ has gone before us.